Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning, a busy time in Philadelphia sports. Phils won last night, and they needed that victory. They really needed it. They got it. JT with the big hit. Eagles, of course, gearing up for Dallas. And Ben Simmons, total loser. What a mess. We'll react to it as this saga just continues on. Really aggravating, doesn't even begin to describe it. I don't know how much I can avoid cursing today, but I'll try. We're all annoyed. We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, but we're not allowed to curse on the air, right? Like, that's like that we avoid that, right?
You shouldn't.
So except for that one time.
Except for that one time. So what I want to say about Ben Simmons, I can't actually say about Ben Simmons, right? I just want to be clear we're on the same page. All right, John, take it away.
You know, before settling on the seven dwarves that we know today, Disney back in 1934 when they were developing Snow White, considered chesty, tubby, burpy, deafy, hicky,
oh my God,
wheezy,
wow,
and awful.
That's actually pretty funny. That's a good fact of the day, man. I like that. John's fact, that was above average. That was an A. That was an A fact right there.
Thanks.
All right, let's hit it here. 215-592-9494. First and foremost, I want to open up the phone lines for everyone to blast Ben Simmons. Just wide open. Blast him. Floor's going to be yours. Just get it off your chest. Say what you want to say. Don't curse.
Don't say what you want to say.
Right.
We had someone say what they wanted to say yesterday.
We had a couple of them yesterday.
Bleep them.
Yeah, yesterday was a weird day with that.
Please don't do that to me.
If you care about me, don't do it because I'm the one who's technically on the line for this.
But other than that, let it fly. And, you know, we want to obviously hear what you think of him and the problems he has caused. So just first and foremost, phone lines wide open for you, 215-592-9494. Blast the guy. Let me just say this out of the gate. And it's hard to do full gusto every day because we've been talking about this forever. I can't stand the guy. I detest him. I mean, I don't know how many times I can say it. I detest Ben Simmons. I detest his weak-minded, self-indulgent, haughty, loser mentality. I detest the fact that he may single-handedly destroy the hopes and dreams I have, John has, James have, and millions have wanting to see the Sixers win a title. I detest it. I detest his role in all of this. I detest the fact that he, you know, is undermining Joel Embiid's chances to win a title. I detest the fact that we waited so long for the Sixers to turn the corner. They finally did, and they have a weak-minded guy who's trying to throw a grenade in the middle of all this. I can't stand the guy. I loathe him. I hate his loser ways. And I want to. I look forward, honestly. I really mean this. I look forward for the next 4 hours, and we're going to get to the Eagles, and we're going to get to the Phils. Don't get me wrong. But I look forward to the next 4 hours to hear you describe your, whether you call it hatred, whether you call it I can't stand him, whatever, just bring it to the table. Because the guy deserves to be publicly, verbally destroyed. And I welcome you doing that today on our show at 215-592-9494. Obviously, John and I both took a big butt out of that yesterday. We'll continue to do so. But there's a whole other aspect of this I want to get to as well, John, because there is also the what to do with Ben. What should the Sixers do? What should the Sixers' strategy be? And, you know, I thought a lot about it. And here's where I'm at with what I think the Sixers should do. First and foremost, don't make a trade that they don't want to make. So despite the fact that Ben Simmons is trying to push, you know, no one puts baby in a corner from Dirty Dancing. Despite the fact that Ben is trying to push the Sixers in the corner, let me say it really clear. Do not make a trade they don't want to make, meaning only trade for players or picks that the Sixers believe creates value for the 76ers. That is first and foremost the beginning of the strategy, and that is imperative. That is imperative because that gives you the best chance to win a title with Embiid. You can't just give Ben away. You can't just dump him. I want him gone. You want him gone. We all want him gone. But you can't just trade him for nothing just because you want him gone. So that's the start of the strategy. John, from then to me, the strategy goes to this. If Ben Simmons wants to sit out the entire season, then he sits out the entire season. If no one has come to the table with value that will appease the Sixers to feel, okay, we're going to pivot to this instead of Ben. And listen, if he wants to sit out for his entire career, I would welcome that. I mean, I'm not kidding. Now, we all know because we're all older than like 2 years old and we have common sense. Well, those of us that are older than 2 years old, but I don't think they're digesting what we're saying right now, those that are one. All right, the rest of us that actually understand the words I'm saying and the meaning behind talking Sixers basketball, we all know it won't come to the point where Ben Simmons sits out for the rest of his career. He's not going to sit out for 15 years, and I don't think he's going to sit out for the entire season. At some point, despite what Ben is entrenched with telling the Sixers, hey, I'll never play for you again.
Man.
I won't show up. At some point, Ben will show up. He absolutely would report. And when he does, the 76ers will gain some leverage in the situation. Their position will be strengthened a little bit, and at that point, I think the Sixers would be able to make a better trade. So that's my strategy. There's two different things here today. I want you to blast Ben, 215-592-9494. But I also want to hear strategically what you think the Sixers should do. To me, it's pretty clear, as I just laid it out. John, your thoughts, your feelings.
I need to know, Joe, I wholeheartedly agree with you on most of these fronts.
Okay.
I do need to know what the deal is with how he gets an accrued season. You know, what does he need to do?
I need to learn that
too. Okay, you played in 2021, 2022 next to his name.
Right.
Because he's going to do whatever that is.
Yeah, is that play 10 games? Is that play one game?
Is that just show up? I don't know.
I don't know that answer.
I don't
yet
know
either.
The answer. Yeah. So I do need more information on this front.
I agree.
I am not convinced, Joe, that he'll just show up to show up. You know, eventually, like if that's not on the line, because this guy doesn't care if he plays basketball or not. This guy cares if he gets paid. This guy cares if he gets a season that counts towards more money in the future, that counts toward, you know, better benefits when he's old, like all that
but,
stuff.
But let me just say, but John,
that counts towards more glory,
sure,
and L.A. But living
if, but
now.
If he, but if he does not get an accrued season, like if he set out the whole year and then his contract, the year didn't happen, but he's not a free agent on the same timetable a few years from now. Like, yeah, that gets pushed back a year. He eventually would show up. He's not going to sit out his whole career. He's not going to forego $300 to $400 million. He's just not.
You're right.
Okay.
He wants the money.
I mean, yeah. So
he wants the money.
At some point, he will show up.
My point is, I am worried that this is set up so player-friendly.
I agree.
That he doesn't have to show up and he'll still get the money. I don't know that for sure. But I agree with you, Joe.
Because teams cave. Teams cave all the time. And my point
is,
don't be like everyone else who's caved. That's my
Yeah, I agree with you.
Don't be that
don't
team.
Don't cave. But I hold strong, but I am worried that this fool could actually hurt the Sixers season.
Oh,
you know, like,
of course he could.
If you hold strong,
yeah,
don't let it be the distraction that it is right now. I don't want to lose games. I don't want to waste another season of Joel's prime because Ben Simmons becomes the focal point of 2021.
That's a real possibility, John.
So, yeah.
I know.
I am not as, like, dug in,
yeah,
as you are.
Yeah.
Because, A, I need to learn more about the accrued season thing, but also, like, he could hurt our bottom line by being Ben.
Listen, he hurts the Sixers' bottom line this season. If they don't trade him, and that means he doesn't play and they don't get value back for him, they're not going to be the one seed.
Like, I want him to be punished.
And they're not going to be the two seed. And, I mean,
right.
They're still going to be a playoff team. But, guys, let's not – I mean, as much as we're all down on Ben, let's not act like he's not one of the three best players on the team, because he is. He's probably the third best player behind Joel and Tobias. You can discuss and debate Tobias versus Ben. Personally, I would put Tobias 2 and Ben 3. Others might disagree with that. But, I mean, he is a magnificent defensive player. He's
good.
No, he's a great defensive player.
I can't
player.
Say magnificent.
My point is, let's not act like if he doesn't play and they don't get players back for him, that it's like the same team. It's not. It's a lesser team.
He is one of the best athletes in the NBA. He does move this offense. He does facilitate. He does help.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like, we are a
during
worst,
the regular season,
right? We're a worst team, but that's clarify. What we're talking about here.
But be
we
clear, guys.
No, that's what we're talking guys, about. I know. I'm just clarifying.
I'm just saying, if he doesn't show up and they don't trade him, bye bye any chance of home court advantage in the playoffs. I mean, they would have no shot at home court advantage in the playoffs.
And so I am less, emboldened.
Yeah, okay.
Than you. Because I want to have that one seed. I want Joel to be situated to where he can play at home, in the postseason.
I agree, John.
And Ben could mess this up. The Sixers could mess this up. This could get so blown out of proportion that it submarines the Sixers' chances.
All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. There's two different things here. One, it's so encourage you and beg you to blast Ben and just let it fly. I mean, I really mean it. He deserves a verbal beating. He deserves it.
Without
four-letter words. So we welcome you to bring that to the table. The other thing is, though, strategically speaking, how do you want to see the 76ers handle this? Again, first and foremost for me, it starts with, do not make a trade that you don't feel that there's value coming back. Just wait. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Go ahead.
You're saying just wait, and then what? Like, once you get to that point.
I'm tempted. John, okay, I'm going to say this. I am tempted to hurt the Sixers for the purpose of hurting them.
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm being straight up there, Joe. Yeah.
I'm there.
See, like, I can't
give away
far.
A year to just
that's
get this guy.
Like, I understand. You hate him.
It's
you
so
hate
spiteful.
Him.
Yeah. I agree.
I hate him, too.
I don't care.
But I love Joel. You know, like, I love the rest of this team. I want them to do well. I'm not going to cut off my nose despite my face. There's a limit for me. You're saying there's not a limit.
Where's Jack Nicholson when you need a code red?
Yeah, I know.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark in, who is that, Dawson and Downey?
Dawson and Downey.
Dawson, where's Dawson? No, I'm not advocating that. I'm obviously joking.
No, obviously, yes.
Obviously,
you're
I'm
not
joking. But in all seriousness, this guy drives me nuts. Let's go to Mark in Montgomery.
But don't let him drive you so nuts that you hurt the rest of your team.
Mark, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
I am so sick of Ben Simmons. He looks like Team Wolf, and then he's even more ridiculous. He's got like those mutton chops, but they're patchy. He's got that stupid mouth guard, makes him look like he's got braces. But Teen Wolf can shoot a freaking basketball.
Teen Wolf at heart.
He had game.
He did have game.
Yeah. And seriously, I mean, it's unconscionable. He's Andre Iguodala light.
You know, it's an interesting way to put it. He is so weak-minded, and he has – you know what's incredible, Mark? And here's where it's similar to Iguodala, but so much worse. He thinks he's better than he is. He thinks he's so much better than he is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you actually follow the last couple years, Mark, of NBA basketball, guys that have pulled stuff similar, maybe not sat out, but said, hey, I want out, and to the point they become petulant and become a problem. It's James Harden. It's Anthony Davis. It's truly
top five
and
guys.
By the way,
great,
James Harden still reported to his team.
Yeah.
Like, even if he didn't take it that seriously, he still showed up.
I agree. I mean, Ben is just not that good. He's just not that good.
You think Ben will show up 35 pounds overweight?
Oh, my God. 215-592-9494. Take a bite out of Ben. We look forward to it. But also, strategically, what do you want to see the 76ers do? We'll get to the Eagles and the Phils, the whole deal. Throughout the show. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. By the way, Twitter poll question of the day It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, is Ben Simmons your least favorite Philadelphia sports athlete ever? A, yes, B, no. It's Ben versus all of them today. To me, it's clearly Ben. But your thoughts, you can let us know. Phone lines or Twitter, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.